With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Daniel Penny is a free man. Correspondent Jackie Quinn says a Manhattan jury has acquitted the Marine Corps veteran of criminally negligent homicide in the New York subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely.
Defense lawyers for Daniel Penny had argued in court he was protecting himself and other subway passengers from a volatile, mentally ill man who was making alarming gestures and remarks. Prosecutors said Penny reacted too forcefully to someone that he perceived to be a threat.
Trial testimony from subway passengers who said they viewed Neely as a threat as well. A 26-year-old man jailed in Pennsylvania charged with murder in the fatal shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Luigi Mangione arrested yesterday at a McDonald's in Altoona, PA.
Earlier, he appeared in court. At that stage, he was facing weapons-related charges. We now know the sum total of charges is the murder charge plus four other charges, which include forgery. He was found allegedly with a number of forged documents, including forged ID. Also weapons charges as well. He was found with a gun, the kind of gun that could be made at home using a 3D machine.
The BBC's Peter Bowe says Mangione, an Ivy League grad who hails from a prominent Maryland family, will be extradited to New York City. He was arrested after a restaurant customer recognized him from photos issued by authorities, notified an employee who called in the police. Also at SRNnews.com, Egyptian authorities say at least eight people have been killed in the collapse of a six-story apartment building in Cairo. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has taken the stand in his long-running corruption trial, insisting he's innocent. Netanyahu says it is a political witch hunt. On Wall Street, the Dow down 197. This is SRN News. The March for Life will be sticking around.
The new president of the organization that puts on the event says despite the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers had a lot of work to do and the march will continue. Jenny Lichter tells LifeNews.com, quote, "It's a one-of-a-kind opportunity for the pro-life movement to gather together so that pro-life Americans can draw encouragement and support from one another. It's also an important witness to our fellow Americans that the pro-life movement is still motivated, vocal, and visible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration has withdrawn a proposed overhaul of workplace apprenticeship programs aimed at forcing businesses to recruit more homosexuals. The Department of Labor had touted its plan as a way to modernize and diversify on-the-job training programs. But business groups said the rule change would have driven up their costs, reduced their flexibility, and would have ultimately decreased participation. Republican state attorneys general had objected to the federal program. SRN News. A little less pain at the pump.
If you're planning holiday travel, you'll be happy to hear this. Gas prices have been going down, says the AAA. The national average is $3.01 a gallon today, down 3 cents in a week, down about 8 cents in a month. And a year ago, gas was $3.16 a gallon, about 15 cents more than it is now. AAA says the highest prices are on the West Coast. If you're traveling in California, you'll pay about $4.36 a gallon on average. Texas is among the places with the cheapest gas. It's $2.60 a gallon there. I'm Rita Foley.
Firefighters are battling a three-alarm brush fire in Malibu, California, burning near Pepperdine University. It's prompted evacuations. Dubbed the Franklin Fire, the blaze has charred more than 100 acres and a windy forecast is cause for concern. More details at SRNnews.com.